also need some pro wrestlers, too. We're fixing to start a pro wrestling promotion.
We are starting the OSWA Old School Wrestling Association, and we need some workers, guys.
And you got to have heavy
We will
opinion.
Train you for free.
Over the
gonna
top.
Run shows,
over the top
gonna
characters.
Be awesome. So we're going to interview you here, but we want you to do it in your best pro wrestling, guys.
So. Well, you know something, Mean Gene, mean.
Let me tell you something, brother.
Yeah. I'm much of a pro
Vote
wrestler.
For Ron Paul, brother. Yeah. What's your name?
I'm Dustin Dyer.
Very good. How old are you?
I'm 23.
Where do you live?
I live in White County.
So you
I'm always in the sham.
But I was gonna say, I know you're one of those guys that it doesn't matter that you live in White County. You are always in the sham. I see you around, you know.
Yeah.
And that's good. Are you employed?
No.
Okay. Are you actively looking?
No, I'm in school right now.
So you're okay. College?
Yeah.
Where do you go?
North Georgia Tech.
Very cool. What are you studying?
Stay in school as long as you can.
business and computers.
Very cool. Very cool. So did you go straight from high school to college?
No.
Okay. Took a little time off.
Yeah, it took a little time off to kind of figure out what I wanted to do.
And that's really a good – it's not a bad idea.
I think it's a good thing. I did the same thing. I went straight to Gainesville College after high school. Worst thing I could have done because I was so burnt out on school, and I just took a year off, started working at the Mart over here, and finally when I went back, I was a straight A student. So I mean, I think it does make a difference.
And I went back at 36.
If you know what you want to do, it makes it a little easier.
Yes,
because the schools don't really have a good way of telling or teaching you what you want to be.
Well, they got those aptitude tests that tells you exactly what you should be, you know, like homemaker or something,
be.
You know. Or
I think that's what I got. I think I got homemaker.
Yeah, they told me that I should have did the conservative postal vandalism sympathizer. No, I'm just kidding.
Are you registered to vote?
No, but that's only because I've been procrastinating.
But are you planning on voting this year? Okay, that's good. That's what we know. Would you attend the local meetings we were talking about? Would you attend commissioners' meetings and attend representative meetings? I like the representative meeting because it gets some things done. You know, we had a cast on talking about bullying that kind of turned into a political thing about education in general, and does the No Kid Left Behind thing work? And does bullying start at home with the parents or with the students? And these are things that they make laws on at the top echelon with people that are not in the schools. They're not down here on our level seeing what's going on. And by going and talking to Paul Brown and his constituents, we can make a difference. And we want to get a bunch of people together. So we're going to keep y'all, you know, pay attention to our podcast. We're going to announce it. We're going to post it up on on our Facebooks and stuff. And we want to get a big group there and go in there, you know, looking good, not going there acting a fool. We want to go in there and show them that the Gen Y guys and everybody, to be honest, I told somebody the other day, this isn't just about Gen Y, it's about everybody. We're going to rock the vote. I hope Vince doesn't sue me for that.
No, I don't rock think he copyrights everything, but I don't know if he copyrighted that.
That's
he probably
good.
Did, though.
So
hopefully not, right?
Do you believe, what are your feelings on the government, and do they care about people your age? And do you think there are enough laws? Do you think there's enough attention paid to the people between the ages of like 18 and 25? Or do you think they lean higher?
I feel like they really only care about that top 1% that really has the money to persuade their minds or whatever, you know.
The rich get richer, the poor get poorer. Yeah.
I don't even have pockets. That's how shallow mine are. They're actually, it looks like bunny ears. My pockets look like bunny ears. They're so shallow, they're inside out. So you know how that feels, don't you?
Yeah.
Poor college student eating ramen noodles.
Oh, it's the Raymond noodle era. I remember that. Oof.
Okay, I'm going to ask you the question. I'm going to ask him the question, Bobby. All right.
So
you got three scenarios to the end of the world. You've got nuclear war, you've got financial crash, or you've got zombie invasion. What is it?
I think it would be more of a financial crash leading into some kind of war or turmoil.
There you go, financial. That's kind of where I'm leaning, but I'm hoping zombie.
I feel like if anything was to happen, it would start with like maybe a civil war or something in the U.S., and then probably while we're off guard, whoever hates us is really just going to
come in and fight.
That's
where hopefully there will be enough American in us to realize that we can come together.
You know, do you know in World War II, and I got to make sure I get my dates right. World War II, when they hit Pearl Harbor, when the Japanese hit Pearl Harbor, do you know why they did not land a land invasion? Because their statistics showed them at that time in the United States, more citizens owned guns than they had soldiers. That was the reason that they didn't end that with a land invasion as well. They had thought about it, and they're like, wait a minute, citizens have guns, we'll get wiped out by the citizens. And I think, and it's the same today. I mean, if you take, don't include the Army, police officers, peace officers, sheriff's deputies, things like that. If you take just the populace of the United States and say, and count every citizen of the United States that owns a gun as a soldier, we're like the third or fourth largest army in the world.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that kind of helps, but I think you're right. That's a little off, but I think it's financial. We've got to watch it, and we've got to make decisions. What we're doing is we're all sitting back, letting these guys up top. And again, it's Democrat, it's Republican, it's Libertarian. They're all making these decisions, and they're only taking care of themselves. They don't really care about the trickle down. Once it gets down past the first couple of trickles, they don't care where it goes.
Yeah.
There's an old saying, "Don't pee on my back and tell me it's raining." And I think that's what we get a lot in the politics of today. I think that's exactly what it is. They're pouring some stuff down our backs that ain't raining. They're telling us they're raining, and we're buying it as a whole. Not everybody, but there's so many people that don't have a say-so. So what would you do? What would be the first thing you did if you were the president of the world? What would your first thing?
President of the world.
Of the world.
Of the world.
What would be your first law?
I don't know. The world's an awfully big thing to decide.
Okay, president of the United States. President of the United States. What would be the first thing you'd want to fix?
President of the sham. How about that?
I would probably fix the politics in it.
Really? Yeah. Clean house.
Clean house. Get every. They like to, you know, send all these bailouts and, you know, pay other people to do whatever. How about, you know, we just stop giving everybody money and let Darwin's, you know, way take control.
Survival of the fittest. I like that.
Yeah, you know,
I like that. So when we do, the animals in a box show, we're going to use him. I like survival of the fittest. You're going to be the guy that throws people in the boxes. Yeah, we ain't told you about the animal in the box show yet. It's because I mainly just made it up, but we're so doing it now.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, man, for coming and talking to us. You got anything you want to say to the people of the sham?
Not that I can think of.
That's because he's from White County. He's scared we might hurt him. Nice. Joking. Thank you so much. All right, man, who's next? We want to interview some people. We want to talk to you guys. This is your chance, man. This is your chance to say whatever you want to say as long as you don't cuss, because we'll have to bleep it out. But we will leave it. We'll just bleep it out with some kind of, like, duck noise. That guy's got an opinion, I bet. I bet he does. No. We've got our own. This is pirate radio, man. We don't do that radio station thing, because then you got to pay. We're pirate radio.
Yeah.
You got to go to pop them at. Wait, they've got. Lou's got it fixed up, but I'm so technically unhandy that I can't figure out. Lou said that there's an easy way to do it. Where do you go, Lou?
Nowhere.
To get to listen to the podcast, where you got to go? LivingInTheSham.com. You just go to livinginthesham.com, and it takes you right to the podcast, all of our old podcasts. And I mean, we've got stuff. We like to do some politics. We like to do talking about people of the sham, the real people. Raise your hand if you know who Donald Higginbotham is. See, that's like half the people in the room, and they know who he is. And we did even a blurb on Donald Higginbotham. Of course, we were making fun of him. We talk about him on every show, and we're going to continue to do this until he shows up for his interview that was scheduled a month ago.
And then his cousin come and got mad at us for doing that.
And then his cousin got mad at us because we made fun of him because he wasn't on the show. But we're going to continue it until he actually shows up. So, he's only a month late.
So cousin of
Donald is a month late for his interview, Lou. Lou, what do you think about these young guys that hang around here, man? Me and you talk about them a lot. They're good kids. I was telling somebody today when we were talking about where we're having, they asked me why we were having it here, and I said, you know, you look at these guys, and I said, they're like me. They got tattoos. They're working hard. They've got jobs, or they're looking for jobs, or they're in school, and they're thinking about what they want for a life. And I said, and they're all good kids. You come in here, and they all know each other. I said, you know, they always greet everybody. I said, it's a good group of people. I said, if you want to know what young people want and what the young people of the sham are like, go in there because there's some good ones. I said, get past the fact that they're tattooed and crazy looking. I said, they're good kids. And I said, and Lou runs a tight ship. So best gas in town, best service in town. His guys are really, really curt, man. They're not courteous.
Courteous.
They greet everybody. They talk to everybody. And they want to know. We got some more people walked in. But real quick, Bobby, I got a surprise for you.
Uh-oh.
I've decided what we're doing on next week's show.
What's that?
First of all, we got some good local boys from the Sham are going to do some music for us. They're called the Chattahoochee Chain Gang. You guys, you check out the Chattahoochee Chain Gang. All right, we got our next interview here in just a second. ChattahoocheeChainGang.com. It's CCGBand.com. And these guys are young, tattooed rock and roll cats playing bluegrass, and they're good. And they actually have volunteered. They're going to do some music for us. They're going to write our theme music, Bobby. And I'm excited.
I don't know, man. I like our
Well, I do too. We'll have to use it in there. But but if these guys can add in all the stuff from the Sham into a really cool bluegrassy, catchy tune.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Got to be fun. Got to be comedic.
It's got to be catchy.
It's got to be the image
of
the Sham.
But what we're talking about on our next show, guys, this is it. Dun, dun, dun. We want to hear Bigfoot stories. And y'all don't look at me like I'm crazy because I know some of you guys. I know this guy sitting at the table right now has a Bigfoot story. I can see it in his eyes. He just got that glossy, like, I remember the day when I met Bigfoot in the woods. I'm telling you, there's...
Do you remember the White County News story?
Yes, they were talking about it in the newspaper today where they had the frozen Bigfoot that was the gorilla suit. But I think that's taken away from the fact that I believe that there's a foot out there, man. I believe the Bigfoot's out there.
There is.
I do. I believe it. I truly, y'all are laughing at me, but I'm so serious, man. I really believe it. Yes.
We need to take a one night and go looking for Bigfoot in the Sham.
We may have to do that. We may have to go on a Bigfoot hunt in the Sham.
I think
we may have our guide. I'm telling you, this guy wants to talk about Bigfoot, right? But we're not going to let you. You're going to have to be on the next show, so let me get your information before you leave, because I want to hear your story on that.
Right.
But what I want to know about you is, what is your name? And you got to get close to the mic.
Reed Whitecotton.
What is it now?
Reed Whitecotton.
All right, man. How old are you?
I'm 17 years old.
17. You're in high school or out of high school?
I'm in high school.
Oh, you're in high school. Where do you go?
Habersham Central.
All right. How long have you been in the Sham?
Ever since I was born.
So you were born here.
Mm-hmm.
It's changed a lot, hasn't it?
It has, yeah.
I've been here 10 years, and it's not even the same place. It's not even the same place.
It's not. I remember right across here from Lou's place, that used to be a field.
Yeah.
Nothing but a field.
See,
now
I don't
look
remember
at
that.
It. Now it's just the old Mart parking lot.
Mm-hmm. When do you turn 18?
September 22nd.
Are you going to register to vote?
Absolutely.
All right, man.
You can register to vote now. 17 and a half and older can register to vote.
If the election's in that year,
yes.
Right? Any time.
So 17 and a half, you can actually register to vote.
So the first question we're going to ask you when we talk about Bigfoot is, did you register to vote? And we want that answer to be what?
Yes.
All right. And I don't care how you vote, but vote. Voice your opinion. I care how you vote. I know if I could make you vote the way how I would want you to do it. But you got to voice your own opinion, and that's what this is about. What do you think about the politics and the Sham, how things have changed since you were a little kid growing up to they are now? And do you think you're going to graduate? Are you senior?
Yeah. I'm not a senior yet. I'll be a senior next year.
You're a junior, so you're going to be a senior. What do you think about the prospects of looking for jobs and trying to afford to go to school? Are you looking forward to that? Do you think it's going to be a struggle?
I mean, you just got to have your goals set and stick to them. And if not, and you're confused, and you got to figure it out and get it in stone and stick to it, because if not, you'll be lost in a town like this. I mean, it's easy to get lost in a town like Habersham.
It really is. If you're out there looking for a job, and me and Bobby have talked about this, you're out there looking for a job and you can't find one, it's very easy to get lethargic. You're trying to figure out how you're going to pay for school. It's very easy to get lethargic. Mm-hmm. What are your plans? Do you have some ideas?
Oh, yeah. I'm actually dual enrolling next year to get my welding degree first to fall back on, and then I plan on transferring down to ABAC down in South Georgia and doing wildlife management, trying to go into DNR.
That's what I love, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm right. I love that. All right, I'm going to ask you the question. Here it goes. End of the world scenario, is it nuclear war, financial crisis, or zombie?
Zombie.
Thank you, man. I love it.
Down.
I knew. See, if it's zombie, I'm okay. I'm okay with that.
I
know you guys
think
I'm weird with this question, but I take it a very serious question, because I'm prepping for something. I just want to know where I'm leaning on prepping. I'd much rather prep for zombie than nuclear war. That's hard to prep for.
Oh, yeah.
Bombs hurt. Zombies are slow. Unless they're those European zombies, and those stupid things run.
Yeah.
Never thought about that. So would you go to some county commissioner meetings? Would you go to a Board of Education meeting? And give your opinion on how education was for you, and let them know that you have a voice?
Yeah, if they asked me to, I would.
Would you go if, like, we had a group of people going to some of these meetings?
Absolutely.
That's awesome. We're going to get that done. You got any questions for him, Bobby? I like this kid.
Not at the moment, but maybe in about 2 minutes I might have a question for him.
In about 2 minutes?
Yeah, in about 2 minutes.
Okay.
I met you up there at Popham's gym a few times.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you compete?
Reaching out to shake your hand. You left him hanging.
I'm sorry.
B-Pop just left somebody.
Did you compete?
I did three or four times.
That's right. You're last name again?
White Cotton.
Yeah, White Cotton. Yeah. Who'd you face?
One time I fought Rick Sosby.
Rick Sosby. Did you win?
Yeah.
Okay.
First round. Yeah, we only talked to winners on this show.
There are so many people that come through there.
Oh, man, it's fun. I loved it. I used to go up there every month when y'all had
it. Well, it's funny. I'm going to get your opinion real quick. I got the question asked. I knew it would be too many. Should I do open night again?
Absolutely. I loved it. You remember how many turn-ups you had? How many people would show up?
Well, okay, and I'll tell you my opinion. And a lot of people, and I want the people that are listening to the show right now, I wanted to kind of tell them this. You know, I haven't done one since February, but it's because I didn't, you know, that February show, nobody showed up to it. I had 20 people there, and then I had two fights, whatever you want to call it, or contests.
Yeah.
And one of them was the Superman, you know, and he got a concussion or something like that against a guy that has never stepped in there ever before.
But
and
I thought he was undefeated.
He is undefeated. He's undefeated. Don't let him tell you any different. He's undefeated, but this one didn't count. His lawyer came in. What happened is his lawyer came in and got that annulled because he said he had a concussion but beginning, so he wasn't fit to compete. So that's probably why he's still undefeated.
That's probably why
he's undefeated. He's got his lawyer on the case. But, and I haven't done one, but I thought about doing one this summer. I just hadn't.
You need to.
And I got a guy that keeps calling me, and I hope he's listening right now because I want him to know I have been avoiding his phone calls. He keeps calls me every day telling me he's got like six or seven guys that are wanting to come up and compete. And I told him, I was like, I need people. And he's been working. He's almost there. He said he got six. I told him I need 10. So once I have 10 people, I'm going to do another one.
And then you still going to do the walk-in sign-up thing?
Yeah. It'll just be the same thing.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
But my disclaimer, it is open sparring. I have open to say sparring. That. That's disclaimer.
Fighting. We don't fight.
So anybody listening
to
this,
open sparring.
We don't do any kind of fight nights or anything like that. Well, I don't condone any fight nights or anything. Absolutely. They would be considered illegal
all
or anything
safe
like that. It is safe sparring. It's for training purposes.
Right.
My disclaimer.
Well, Mr. White Cotton, we appreciate you interviewing with us.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah.
We got one more guy that want to interview.
We might even do an open night at the Board of Education place. That's what we might do. We might just take the cage up there.
Just go in and put the cage in the middle
of
the board
meeting. I wonder what they think then.